We have come forth over the years with many updates of the announcements from Oreo of its different cookie offerings.
Like a limited offer, usually, or is it?
Yeah, you know, those little flavored creams, mm-hmm. especially. Mm-hmm. We have another for you.
Oh.
Gotta love those marketers at Oreo. 722 on WSGW. Your morning team, Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you. You know, often when we talk about food, we often talk about having to perhaps taste test, and this, well, certainly I'd taste this.
All right.
It actually sounds familiar, but it's kind of tied into some fun and opportunity, which could perhaps, even if you participate, win you a $50,000 grand prize.
Hmm.
Whoa. So Oreo is introducing something called the most Oreo ever. That's what they're calling it, the most Oreo Oreo.
All right. Okay.
It is an Oreo cookie with the largest dollop of cream filling ever. Oh, boy, does that mean even beating the double stuff? And the key here, apparently, they say, is this Oreo, the cream filling, has ground Oreo cookies mixed into the cream filling.
Oh,
Now you get the wafer on top, the wafer on the bottom, and you get the wafer bits inside the cream filling inside the cookie itself.
Hmm.
The most Oreo, they say.
The most cholesterol Oreo ever.
It's going to arrive in stores starting January 30th, although pre-sale available right now on Oreo.com, of course.
Hmm.
Timed to the release of this cookie is a new online Oreo-themed virtual reality world called the Oreoverse. You can use your MetaQuest 2 or MetaQuest Pro VR headsets to explore the Oreoverse, or just use your smartphone or computers and visit oreoverse.oreo.com. Once there, you can play Oreo-themed games and enter to win the $50,000 grand prize. Furthermore, if that's not enough, venturing into the Oreoverse for a live event on January 30th will be Martha Stewart.
Oh, well, naturally.
Along with her gardener and friend Ryan McAllister.
Jeez.
So you can have fun with Martha and Oreo on January 30th when, again, the cookies will be released in stores, but these limited edition are now available if you want to visit Oreo.com because you can't wait to get into the stores on January 30th.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, there'll be a new recipe starring Oreo cookies.
Yeah. Martha's probably already got one that she's got.
Yes, recipe.
Ready to release.
Ready to release. That's right.
It's like a mini flurry, isn't it, in a way? Like, you know, you can get.
Oh, well, yeah. The ground up Oreo that you can get. Yeah.
Kind of what they're, I think, that they're doing there.
Except for it's not frozen.
Yeah.
Although that'd be a good thing to do.
You can freeze them.
Yeah. Frozen Oreo cookies.
Yes.
Everything's good out of the freezer.
See, a tasty treat.
See, everybody, we're always thinking here. We're always thinking.
Well, I've got it marked down January 30th. Well, of course, depending on the price, you know, the price has gone up on a lot of things, even Oreos, but maybe if I can nab a cookie or something, or a coupon or something, maybe, I don't know, we'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Because we'll get to that. You know, we wouldn't want our listeners to engage in anything unless we tried it first.
Right.
Sure.